And with us on the phone this morning is Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, tell me about wind chill. Is it back again? Can we have wind chill again?
Yes, unfortunately, we will have wind chill again. We do have a change this year. In the past 2 years, we've been issuing excessive cold warnings when we've had wind chill from minus 40 or below. This year, we've gone reverted back to the wind chill advisory and wind chill warning type products. We issue a wind chill advisory when wind chills are minus 25 to minus 39, and wind chill warning for minus 40 and colder. So we're just giving another name. It was just an experiment we had done the last 2 years, and we decided to go back to just the name wind chill. We are going to be, you know, as we've done, since we changed wind chill scale a few years ago, the really frostbite, because, you know, I could say, okay, it's a wind chill of minus 42. Okay, what does that tell me? Well, when we say, well, that means frostbite 15 minutes or less, I think people will understand that a lot more. I know I do. Okay, frostbite 15 minutes or less. Okay, I'll bundle up.
Good thought. Well, we won't have to bundle up just yet now, will we? What's the weather look like for the weekend?
No, actually, because of Sandy, it's acting like a blocking pattern, so we have kind of high pressure over us. So it's going to be partly to mostly sunny, highs around in the low to mid-40s and lows around 30. Our only chance of any precipitation is Friday night, just a slight chance of rain or snow showers, and then Sunday looks like a slight chance of rain or snow. But what Sandy's doing, because once the storm comes inland and then it takes a very slow track up through the northeast, it acts like a block, and we actually have really, you know, quiet weather across the area.
Well, speak for a moment. Being a meteorologist, you must be interested in Sandy because it's a mega storm, one of the biggest we've had in recent history. So what's that mean to you as a meteorologist?
Well, as a meteorologist, it is really fascinating to see the interaction with the hurricane, which is a tropical system, with the cold front low pressure system, which affected us late last week.
Right.
Interact with that and turn into this huge megastorm. As a weather guy, it is just fascinating to see this and see what happens. It's the largest storm on record, tropical storm winds wise. Winds 35 miles an hour or more stretch about 1,000 miles in diameter, which is equivalent to about from New York City down to just south of Atlanta, if you want to use that as a guide. Here it extends from up from around Massachusetts down to as far as North Carolina, the wind, the high winds. So, and also the storm surge, it's going to be really a lot of coastal flooding all along the East Coast. Across, it is just an amazing storm. As a weather person, it's just it's amazing to see the difference between the tropical and extratropical, and it's forming into the big, huge storm.
Mm-hmm. And this, something like this has happened, but not any time recently.
No, they have been hurricanes that have gone up the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Irene, last year, that caused a lot of damage because of rains. But one that they have made referencing to is the 1938, what they call 1938 hurricane of the Long Island Express. It was a hurricane that went up and just nailed Long Island and caused a lot of damage and a lot of casualties up across there in Massachusetts, on up in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. And they're what they're likening this to. So that one kind of caught people by surprise. The Weather Service thought it was going to go out to sea, but unfortunately it didn't. But this time, at least with all the satellites and all the equipment we have, we've been able to at least give people a heads up where it's going to come in.
Well, I feel sorry for the folks that have to face this on the East Coast, but apparently it's going to bring us some decent weather, so we'll take that.
Yes.
And we will talk with you or Carol or someone from your office, whoever survives the storm. Next week. Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth.